Hello, I'm Father Ray Petrucci. Welcome to Thoughts for the Week. We have a wonderful program today. We're going to get to it in just a second. But first, as always, I have to turn to our listeners. I have to ask you for your ideas, for your impressions, and maybe topics you would like us to investigate for you. We'll do the best we can. But we need to hear from you. And I'm going to give you two methods of doing that. The first is simply putting a stamp on an envelope and addressing it to Thoughts for the Week, Post Office Box 7466. That's Post Office Box 7466, Greenwich, Connecticut. Now, the zip code in Greenwich is 06836. Again, 06836. If you're on the computer, you'd rather email us. Easy to do. Go to clemens10@aol.com. Let me spell that for you, C-L-E-M-O-N-S, then the number 10, at AOL.com. While you're on the computer, I encourage you to go to our internet magazine, Spirituality for Today. And that could be found at this address, spirituality.org, spirituality.org. And also, you could hear our radio program on the computer. You do that at your own convenience. And we also have other programs on there, too, if you'd like to find other topics you'd like to listen to. Well, my first order of business is to welcome my co-host, Mrs. Dorothy Riera. Welcome. And now I'd like to turn to our guest today, and it's something that you don't hear about that much, about the opening of a new Catholic school. First, I'd like to welcome Mother Superior Fernandez. Welcome.
Thank you, Father, for having us here.
And the principal of this new effort, Sister Maria. Welcome.
Thank you, Father. Thank you so much.
Now, you may have picked up that they have kind of a, kind of a Brooklyn accent. No. Actually, this order of sisters are from Spain. And, boy, are they, they're a great group. I would like to begin the program by saying that they are involved with the opening of a brand new girls' Catholic school in Stamford, Connecticut. And but the order has a long history, and a matter of fact, a long history in the United States. And they are going to tell us about their order and tell us about this new effort that's going on in Stamford, this brand new school, Mater Salvatoris. And first, I'd like to turn to Mother Superior Fernandez. And Mother Superior, would you like to tell us a little bit about this new effort that's going on and a little bit about the order?
Yes, Father. Our congregation is a religious institute founded in Spain, Barcelona, in 1952 by the servant of God, Maria Félix Torres. Our charisma is to the greater glory of God. Our spirituality is the one of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Our mission is to educate and instruct young girls and young ladies into the Catholic doctrine and the values, Christian values, in anywhere in the world.
Mother, the name of the Sisters of the Company of the Savior. It's an interesting title. What brought on that particular?
Our mother founded, always have great devotion to St. Ignatius of Loyola, and even since she was a little girl, she was reading books, mm-hmm. and she without knowing, she said, "I like the books that at the end they sign the name and S." Yay.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when she grew up, she saw that was Jesuits. So she wanted to be like the Jesuits, but of course she couldn't be a Jesuit. So she tried to found an order following the spirituality of St. Ignatius of Loyola.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are Company of Jesus. In Spanish, we call Company of Jesus. Now we are Company of the Savior.
Ah, very good.
And not only that, the spirituality, but they also follow the Jesuits in academics. I have to say.
Oh, okay.
So it's a very good combination.
Very good. Well, I know we've had programs on Ignatian spirituality from some of the people at Fairfield University who are involved with it. Now, your new effort. Sister Maria, perhaps you want to tell us a little bit about what's happening in Stanford these days.
So, thanks God, we are going to open, this will be the 7th Mater Salvatoris School. It's going to be open in Stanford in the former Holy Spirit School building in 403 Schofield Town Road. And we will begin with the early ages, pre-K 3, pre-K 4, kindergarten, and first grade. Mm-hmm. And we will build up a grade, one grade up each year. Sorry.
Which is a process that you've done another, that's the way you do your school.
This is the way we do our schools. Mm-hmm. Because we want to build the school community and to create this environment for the school, for the students to grow. And as well, another pillar, essential pillar of our education, is to accompany each of our students in the different stage mm-hmm. of growth. So this is the way for us to learn who they are, how they are, you know, so we can help them in different stages.
Mother, I know you have a very special model as to the academics and how things are taught in the school. You don't have a rigorous sit-down program. You have a combination at the beginning, on the early stages. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, you're right. So in the preschool ages, we do have some influence of Maria Montessori. And what we take from her is for the student to be the center of the education. She is going to be the protagonist, no, the main character who's going to act to find out different things. So we lead the person, we lead the student, we facilitate the learning, but it's the student who is going to acquire and to discover through the experiential and active education. We work with a lot of manipulative, mm-hmm. so they can have a sensorial learning, yes, and to develop all their skills. And we do, in especially in the early years, our education, our method is play-based. No, they come to the school to enjoy and to have fun in a very creative way. Mm-hmm. No, that's the main purpose. So for them to, like, awaken in them this desire to learn, no, passion to learn.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dorothea, you're going to speak very highly on this. We're going to ask you a question, you know. Now, you have some experience.
I do. I certainly do. Both my children were fortunate enough to experience the education of the sisters in Puerto Rico. And both Tony and Melanie went from pre-K through the third grade. Hmm. And then we moved to the States, which was very sad for me to take them out of the school.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But they benefited in an enormous way. And their base still was so good that when they came to the States and our son was in the third grade, he was a year advanced academically. And that was all because of Mater Salvatoris in Puerto Rico.
You could hear the Jesuits there, too.
As a matter of fact, after that, he went to the Jesuits. So the education was complete.
Well, when we take a look at the... because I find it fascinating because you start in a slower process, very wisely, getting the kids in, are going to be beginning that whole process. How do you understand the relationship between teacher and student?
Okay, so always a relationship is based on respect and love, yes? So as I was saying before, the teacher is the facilitator, cooperator. He or she has to discover and to be aware of the different talents, capacities, struggles, and difficulties that the student has or is going through. So be there to help her, you know, in these very moments to develop their capacities to the fullest. So the student feels that she is loved, she is respected, and at the same time, she has to try to develop all those capacities, not to just receive the information, but to be involved in the education she is receiving.
And not only that, it helps the child develop emotionally, mm-hmm. and as the child grows, she gets more sure of herself, mm-hmm. of who she is, where she wants to go, and what she wants to do.
So you develop a love of learning, too, because
yes.
the learning is sort of touching the child's interest. In it.
Yes, that's right.
And
because the teacher believes in the child, no? So this promotes in all this caring environment where the student feels safe, no? She can be herself. And that's the way, as Dorothy was saying, she develops this affective capacity to be self-reliance, no? And be able to share, to cooperate, to get to face challenges, because education is always to make another step in the education, in the knowledge. No? So the teacher is always there to facilitate this learning.
And it's very different when you're in a classroom of 30, 35 students versus being in a classroom with 18 students. There is a more personal relationship between the teacher and the student.
That's
what happens in Mater Salori. The ratio of the classes are not 35 kids running around.
It's 18, yes.
And I would presume that if a student is having some difficulty, that they're picking it up the teacher would be dealing with that on a level of not saying, let's see you help you learn the particulars or learn the process, but also feel, you mentioned that love.
Yes, that's care. Right. That's right.
You know what I always saw also, and I have to say, I'm interrupting a little bit more on this program, but it's because I have firsthand knowledge.
Oh, absolutely.
This was a school where children grow up happy. There was never children crying, bullying, disappointed with each other. It's an environment, it's such a positive, conducive environment that I think that's what every parent is looking for their child when they're looking for a good school. You want to make sure your child is safe, he's getting a good academic education and a lot of wonderful Christian values. And this is what Mater did for not only my children, our children, but for all the friends of our children that to this day are still in contact with each other because of the ties they made at Mater.
It's so great because it fits so beautifully into the whole concern about safe environments today it's almost like the way you speak about it, it's almost like a home away from home for the student.
Yes.
But
it's the second home.
Yeah, there we go. Now, do you actually develop a curriculum that's designed a little bit to the student's interest? I presume it's a college preparatory curriculum, so it's going to have a lot of basics in there. But how flexible is it?
So at the early ages is the curriculum itself, no? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But as long they will grow up and they will get to the middle school and high school, they will have different options depending on their interests.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so there is a lot of designing of it for them, which is, you know, when you get excited about something, you always tend to do better with it.
Yes.
You know? And that's awfully important. Now, just wondering about yourself personally, like Mother Fernandez, did you enter the order originally when you were?
Yes. I was a student in one of our schools.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And Sister Maria too.
We are alumni.
Oh, I think we have a vocation class. So they must really, really liked it. If you entering coming from that environment,
yes,
to get absolutely involved in it as a life. Gee, that's wonderful.
But that's how it was years back. All the girls that wanted to be nuns, it was because the sisters had inspired us so much that we thought we could make a difference also in the world. And it's because of their spirituality and how they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see that authentic spirituality and care, and caring. That goes a long way. Now, besides the academics, the social abilities, how do you develop that within the young people?
Okay, so the school is committed to the person, no? So we create an environment where every single person is a gift from God. It's a treasure, is unique and reputable. She has her character, her personality, her talents, her weaknesses, no? And we welcome each person with wonder, love, and respect. That's at the main basis for all the school environment, no? So this being said, we foster in our students to find in each encounter a possibility to meet a person, to be shaped and modeled for that relationship, no? Mm-hmm. To learn to be themselves, so they have to discover more about themselves because they shape and they become different and they find different situations. Mm-hmm. So to solve conflicts and to share, to respect, to listen, to talk, to collaborate, to resolve situations together, to work in a team, to work individually, no? To discover the unique talent. So as Dorothy was saying, we foster in them to be really and truly happy, mm-hmm. and to form bonds that last forever.
Mm-hmm. And this is not only for Catholic girls.
No.
The school is open for every child of every religion.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Again, stressing that this is a particular, what your effort for this preparatory school is, that it is a girls' school. And sons, well, you have to look elsewhere, I guess, at this point. But when you take a look at a person's spiritual growth, that's a challenge in this age in which there's so many, there's just so much thrown at them at such early ages. How do you emphasize that spiritual reality, that the value of the treasure of it in developing it?
So we are all children of God, and we work on for them to discover that they are loved by God the Father, yes, and we promote the means for a personal encounter with Jesus Christ in the school environment, of course, but in every religion classes, in all the possible adoration moments or masses that takes place once a week. So I would say that the spirituality is in the school environment, yes? We do begin every single day, the school together, making the morning prayers, or singing, or doing the announcements, so the school feels like praying together,
mm-hmm.
yes? And then they will have religion class every single day, of course, no? They will have the chance, because we have transformed one of the classrooms into administration office and a small chapel inside the building. So they will have the opportunity to visit our Lord in the tabernacle, or the statue of Our Lady, Mater Salvatoris, which we will mm-hmm. have there. Mm-hmm. Yes, we also, related to the statue of the Virgin Mary, we promote and to grow in them in a tender devotion to our Blessed Mother.
Now, because you accept non-Catholics,
mm-hmm.
do you make any accommodations for their spiritual development?
Their parents have to know that they will have to be in the classrooms and mm-hmm. learning the religion classes and mm-hmm. to participate in the activities. We will respect them, of course, but they will have to be there.
So, mm-hmm. and a nice thing about that is that they don't feel excluded from it.
That's
and
right.
And when you're kids, it's kind of...
Yes, that's right, that's right.
Very adaptable.
Yes.
That is the truth.
Now, when we take a look at, this is certainly probably a century in which the role of women is being emphasized, in which women's opportunities and et cetera. What do you hope for when you have a graduate coming out of your school system, now looking toward the end of the eighth grade and going into high school? I'm just wondering what you feel the role of the Catholic spiritually based, a woman who's confident, but the emphasis also on is not afraid to be holy. So I'm asking, a little bit about, if you kind of sit back and say, gee, I hope this young lady going off into the world, just asking what you kind of hope for her, what your hopes are for her as a person.
Yes. So we want our students to be educated, mm-hmm. Catholic women prepared to meet and confront the challenges that they may face and encounter in her everyday life, to provide them with the tools to be champions of their own lives. So I would describe different characteristics that comes to my mind, to have a mature personality, to be able to socialize and build relationships, to develop the critical thinking, to find out mm-hmm. what is good and is wrong, what is right or is not, to be able to integrate faith and reason
mm-hmm.
so they can really acquire their faith and live their faith, yes? Not only by knowing the theory, no, or the basics, mm-hmm. but acquire, yes, to have this personal encounter with Jesus Christ and to be members of the Church, no? To be able to confront difficulties, to shape what I was saying, because we do emphasize the importance of the development of the affective capacity. So if they know themselves, they are more able to give themselves to others with joy and be solid and authentic in this society that with the winds is not stable, it's an unstable society. So for them to to learn how to lead their feelings and emotions and not blow with the wind, mm-hmm. no? Mm-hmm. And to be culturally responsive, no? Because this is a multicultural society, to know more about different cultures, to respect them, and to know more about their own culture, no? Mm-hmm. And to respect and value them and be able to defend it as well.
Now, it also is an age of technology.
It is.
And and again, that seems to be a world, a universe, a place where you have to be wise and knowing how to handle that. Is that something a part of the method of Mater Salvatore's?
We do use technology. Mm-hmm. It's always a means, no? It's not the final, it's not an objective. So we are always going to use technology if it is going to reinforce any subject, no? Is going to, for them to be able to confront these difficulties and challenges of this society, to be able to meet all the media they need to know, for them to communicate, but always if it is if it is needed for their learning, that's it. No?
And you know, sister, something that's very interesting to me, I just popped in my head, is because you have schools in Venezuela and you have schools in Africa, the children here would have enormous learning tools, seeing what other children in the same school are going through in different areas of the world.
Yes, and while you are mentioning that, it comes to my mind that it's important as well that because we have this presence around the world, we will have an exchange program from Middle School Lab, so they will be able to go to other places, other schools, and as well these to meet families from different countries.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Which leads right to the next question I was concerned about, and that has to do with the reality of how each student are taught to relate to each other. you know, we're in a world where there's so much concern about bullying and just all aspects of even how difficult it is to form friendships and the whole thing. And it seems there's so much, I mean, I got a wonderful expression of teacher to student and what you're trying to develop and who you're trying to be. But I'm just wondering, how about the student-to-student relationship?
So our school is committed to the person, and we foster in a school environment to receive each person as a gift from God, as a treasure. Each person is unique and reputable, with all her character, personality, talents, capacities, and weaknesses, no? So we foster a student to find that the personal relationships are based in wonder, love, and respect.
Mm-hmm.
So in each encounter, they have the opportunity to meet a different person, to develop their personalities, to be shaped by that relationship, to be able to listen, to talk, to confront difficulties, to share, to respect, to collaborate, to work individually and in a team, no, and to be shaped and modeled by those relationships. So this will help our students to be truly happy and as well to form bonds that last forever.
Yeah, I think a great part of education to me is just that self-understanding too. I mean, different personalities, learning how to relate well with each other.
That's
it's
right.
Quite a task.
Well, it's quite cool. A task, yes.
Sister, are you going to, having that your school is going to be in Stanford, will you relocate to Stanford or are you going to stay? Because I have to say, one of the nicest things was when I used to go pick up the children or the children forgot a book or whatever, was that the mothers lived right next to the school.
And it is true. And it is true. We live in our schools. We usually have a building just next to the schools. Since this is a temporary location,
yes.
I think this coming year is going to be
touch and go.
Yes, yes. But hopefully we will move there.
You
yes.
will be close to the school. Because
yes.
that's one of the things of being a family also. The school was part of the family, was that we could go any time and knock at the door.
And, that's
and
right.
Mother Superior and would come out, Mother Godming, anybody. And you were always welcome. It's not like, oh, this is, it's past school time, go.
Yeah. It's right, because the school is our life.
Yeah.
No, it's not a job.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
something
right.
where you we go and then we come back home. It's our mission and our life.
Drop in for cookies. Now, I also know that part of your overall mission and work is developing an after-school program, too. Could you tell us a little bit about what you hope to do?
So we are still building up this after-school program because we are still building up the enrollment.
Of course.
So what we want to offer, especially in these early ages, is the possibility of the students to grow in the sense of music and arts, especially arts. So it's an academy of music for the since the early ages. So whenever they grow up, they will be able to play an instrument, to be in the choir, and to develop all those talents and skills for the music. And will affect their affective capacity as well, because they experience the wonder and beauty. As well, painting, okay? Mm. So they can create and start with arts in their levels. Ballet, because we do believe ballet helps the students for this self-confidence and self-esteem and self-control. And an initiation for the sports. That's what is planned to be for these first lower grades.
So there's a lot of opportunities to discover talents and to develop them. And that's a beautiful thing.
And are you going to have also a language program, Sister?
Oh, yes, in the school, of course. Yeah. World languages is essential for the curriculum because we do believe it helps to develop their minds and their brains and to foster in them the discovery of different cultures.
So you will have like a bilingual Spanish and English?
Or we will. The native will be the English. But we will, of course, have each day they will have a Spanish class.
Oh, wonderful.
And then while they grow up, we will be adding a third language or even a fourth, depending middle school, high school, depending on the interest and the demand. Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, no, it looks like you've got a global thing set up here. You got everything ready to go.
And I know it works because in San Juan, everything was taught in Spanish and then they had English. So it works. So it's the reverse.
It's the reverse.
Any chance you offer any classical languages like Latin or Greek?
We will, of course. Oh, of course, because it helps to develop the brain and to understand the languages. Spanish is Spanish.
And you can translate the name of their school.
Yes.
Well, before we run out of time, which we're rapidly running out of, I would like to let our listeners know where you can learn more about Mater Salvatore's College Prep School. You could obviously go online, go to Google, you just write Mater and Salvatore's, and if that doesn't, you just put STM, and then you'll probably get to the information. But just to give you some straight, if you want to go online and speak to them, their website is stm.school. Right, school at Mater Salvatore's, MaterSalvatoris.org. So it's stm.school@matersalvatoris.org. And they're going to open up their school in Stamford on Schofield Road, 403. And again, we are out of time, unfortunately. Sisters, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much, our listeners. Thank you, Dorothy. God bless. And we'll see you next week.